starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Come on. Now sit down. Open your mouth. Oh, open your mouth. It's not going to kill you. Oh, stop it. You don't hear me crying when I gotta take medicine. Are you going to open your mouth or do I have to lock you up in the barn?
Jeff, what are you doing?
Giving her some medicine.
What's the matter with her?
Nothing. Open your mouth.
Well, if there's nothing the matter with her, why are you giving her medicine? What is this?
Open your mouth.
Jeff, now wait a minute. What is this? What are you giving her?
Now you made me spill it.
What is it?
Water.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Well, why are you giving her water this way? Why can't you drink it out of the bowl?
There. Now, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Now, would you mind answering me?
Answer you what?
Why must you give her water in the spoon? Obviously, she doesn't like it.
I'm practicing.
Practicing what?
Well, I decided I was going to be a vet like Doc Weaver, so I got to practice.
Why don't you practice on a chicken? I'm sure Lassie doesn't understand all this.
Hi, Miss Miller.
Hello, Porgy. How's your mother?
She's still coughing, but she's better.
Oh, that's good. Now, sweetheart, don't torment this poor dog so.
What's the matter? You do something wrong?
If you're a kid, you're always doing something wrong. Golly, they never want you to learn anything. How do they ever expect you to grow up?
My pop says he doesn't think I'll ever grow up. What you got in the bottle?
Medicine.
Medicine? You sick?
No, it's dog medicine.
Lassie's sick?
No. Animals don't have to be sick to get medicine. Sometimes they gotta have a tonic, and this is a tonic.
What's it do?
Well, it makes them peppier, and it helps their appetite. We ought to give some to Pokey.
There's nothing wrong with his appetite.
Lift him up.
You don't need any medicine, Jeff.
It's good for him. Lift him up. Hold his mouth open.
You sure about this, Jeff?
I told you yesterday I'm going to be a vet when I grow up. Doc Weaver loaned me a book, and I've been reading it. I know all about these things. Hold his mouth open.
There. Nothing wrong with her, as far as I can see, George.
Then why don't she let her milk down?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You're a vet, ain't you? If a cow don't let her milk down, something's got to be wrong.
Morning milking was all right, eh?
How many more times are you going to ask me that?
Just thinking. Trouble is, most people, including you, got an idea doctoring animals don't take any thinking. Takes a lot more thinking than doctoring human beings. You got a pain, you can speak up and say where it is. Cow can't do that.
Look, all I'm asking you is, how come after 3 years milking her morning and night, winter and summer, and she don't let her milk down? And she ain't dry.
No.
Well, then what's wrong with her?
Only thing I can think of, George, she took a fright and her glands tied up. Cows will do that.
Well, how can she take a fright when she's out in the middle of the pasture all day and not a living soul around?
All right, Jeff.
Hi, Doc. Golly, you're just the one I want to see.
Wash up, Jeff. It's near time for supper.
I will. I just want to show Doc the splint I put on Benny's leg.
How did he break it?
We didn't break it. I'm just practicing. How is it, Doc?
Mighty professional. Couldn't have done better myself.
Honest?
Now run along, Jeff.
No rush, George.
Now we ain't got no
Always
time to...
Always time for a consultation with a fellow veterinarian. Yeah, it's good work, Jeff. Good work.
Thanks, Doc.
Well, now, what are we going to do?
Nothing to do. We pumped her, and likely she'll be all right by morning.
sweetie.
Hi, Mom. Doc Weaver said the splint I put on Bandy's leg was real professional.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Say, what's Gramps so grumpy about?
Oh, something's wrong with the cow.
I can't get over it. I just can't get over it.
What can't you get over?
Frank Weaver. Calls himself a vet. Says the cow took a fright. What frightened her?
Oh, he said she'd probably be all right in the morning.
Yeah, might die during the night for all I know.
Would you like the pie, dear?
I've had enough.
All right. Drink your milk.
Too much book learning. That's the trouble. Everybody wants to do things by a book. There's more to doctoring than what there is in books.
I'll get it.
You've got to have a feel for doctoring.
Hello? Yes, Bertie. Oh, good heavens, I forgot all about it. Oh, yes, of course. Well, either one or the other.
Gramps, if the cow did get frightened, what could you do to sort of make her unfrightened?
Oh, how should I know? I ain't no vet.
Dad, please. Yes, Bertie. Right. We'll be ready to go in 15 minutes. Fine. Bye. Why is it that every time I'm on the telephone, you have to shout?
Well, I got a cow that's...
Never mind. I want you to change your shirt and put on a tie. We have to leave in 15 minutes.
Where are we going?
School board meeting. I forgot all about it. Jeff, you finish your milk, honey. We're picking up Matt and Bertie. Are you finished?
Well, I don't feel like going out tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, whether you feel like it or not, we're going. Now, come on, get a move on.
All right.
Jeff, we'll drop you off and you can play with Porky.
Oh, I can't.
Why not?
Well, I got things to do.
Are you sure you feel all right?
Well, I feel fine. Why couldn't Porky come over here?
Well, he can, I suppose. You better call them, though, and have them pick us up.
Ellen, where's my tie? I can't find it.
Go on and call.
Ellen!
I'm coming.
She don't look frightened. You can't tell by looks. Cows have four stomachs. So when they get nervous, it's four times as bad.
Boy, I wish I had four stomachs. Then I could eat four times as much. How'd you frighten her?
Promise not to tell?
Cross my heart and hope to die.
I was trying to look at her tonsils. I guess she got frightened.
Do cows have tonsils?
Everybody has tonsils.
Standing here ain't gonna help much. What's it say in the book?
I can't find anything about frightened cows.
Well, why don't you try milking her? Maybe she's all right now.
Okay.
Nice bossy. Nice bossy. You don't have to be frightened. You just take it easy. Relax.
Hold her.
I got her. Is anything coming?
Nope.
Aw, oh, come on. Be a good cow. You're just gonna get in plenty of trouble if you don't start giving milk. Hey, maybe she understood me.
Nothing.
Did you try all the spigots?
There's only four.
And try them all. Maybe it's like in my house. Sometimes the hot water doesn't run, but the cold water does. You better stop. She don't like it.
Not a drop. What are we gonna do, Porky?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. My cop says you can't get blood out of a turnip because you can't get milk out of a frightened cow.
Maybe she's got a fever. She feel hot to you?
How hot is a cow supposed to feel?
She feels hotter than Lassie. Maybe we ought to take her temperature.
If you ask me, you better put her back in the stall.
No, I gotta get her fixed up before Gramps comes home. Go get the thermometer. What thermometer? The one hanging by the kitchen door. Go on. Take her temperature? I don't get my temperature taken with nothing like this.
You're not a cow.
I got it. Her normal temperature is supposed to be 100. Okay, you hold her mouth open and I'll put the thermometer in.
Me hold her mouth open?
Sure, it's easy.
But if it's so easy, then you do it.
Well, I gotta put the thermometer under her tongue. That's hard. Hold her mouth open. Cows don't bite.
No. What she got teeth for?
For chewing. Oh, all right. I'll hold her mouth open, you put the thermometer in. But put it under her tongue. Nice, bossy. Open your mouth. Come on. Put it in. He's eating it! Take it out! Oh, now look what you did.
Me? I didn't do nothing. It was you that said...
Oh, never mind. Go call Doc Weaver. She's really gonna be sick now. And hurry up.
Just wait till Doc Weaver gets here.
He said he was out on a call.
Yeah, but Mrs. Weaver said that she'd tell him as soon as he came in.
That could be 10 hours. I'm just doing what it says here in the book.
Maybe it says it in the book, but she looks like she's dying.
Cows always look like they're dying. It says right here to keep their bodies warm and their heads cool. That's just what we're doing.
What does it say about swallowing thermometers?
She wouldn't have swallowed it if you would have put it under her tongue where you were supposed to.
Am I supposed to know that cows eat thermometers?
Wait a minute. Here's something. Foreign objects. Cattle very frequently pick up foreign objects in their grain or forage, such as nails, pieces of baling wire, etc. If distress develops, large quantities of water should be given. If the animal refuses water, resort to drenching. Go get a pail of water.
Come on, bossy. Yes, yes. Come on, just water.
She don't want it. Well, then we gotta drench her.
We gotta what?
Drench her. Pump water down her throat. I saw Doc Weaver do it to Domino once when he had some kind of stomach trouble. Only thing is, we haven't got a pump.
Jeff, please, leave her alone until Doc Weaver gets here.
What do you mean, leave her alone? She's got that thermometer inside her.
But it don't seem to be bothering her any.
How can you tell? You can't see inside her stomach.
But
now
not...
be quiet. Let me think.
Well, I'm sure glad you decided to be a vet instead of a doctor for people. Or you'd be sticking thermometers in my mouth and pumping water down my throat.
I've got it! The tire pump!
You can say that again.
You better tie the cow up first. She's liable not to like this.
Where are you gonna tie her?
Lassie, come here. Come on. Hold that.
She's not so dumb.
Lassie, come here. Now you hold on to that. She dropped it. Come here. Now you hold on to this. And don't let go of it if you know what's good for you.
She knows what's good for her.
Nobody asked you. Now hold it. Okay, now we're ready.
Well, I'm sure glad Pokey isn't smart. If he was, you'd have him feeling the cow's pulse or something.
Don't talk so much. Okay. Now pull the plunger up to get the pump full of water. Push it down. Easy.
I'll pull it up again.
Okay. Now I've got to get the tip of this into the side of the cow's mouth. When I do, you push the plunger down.
How far down?
All the way. But don't push it till I get it in her mouth. Move closer. Okay, you ready?
Ready. Watch out you don't eat it.
You just pay attention to what you're supposed to do.
Come on now, open your mouth.
That's right. Push it. Oh. Suffering catfish. You push it so hard for.
Well, you didn't tell me to push it soft.
Can't you figure anything out for yourself?
Look out, I'll work the pump. You put the hose in her mouth.
Okay, but don't blame me if she eats it the same way she ate the thermometer.
She won't if you put it in the side of her mouth like you're supposed to. Wait a minute. We gotta get the pump full of water. Now take it out and pinch it. Okay, now put it back in. All right, now put it in the side of her mouth.
Car coming. I guess it's Doc Weaver. It's my folks. I gotta go. Come on, Poggy.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Call you tomorrow, Bertie.
Where's Jeff?
In the barn. Get going, Pop.
What's going on in here?
It's all right, Gramps. I was just trying to sort of...
Well, jumping Jehoshaphat. What in tarnation you doing?
Well, I...
What's this?
Well, hi, Mom. It's an ice bag, Gramps. I was just trying to...
Ice bag? You trying to kill this cow? Ain't it enough she won't give any milk?
Dad, you don't have to shout.
Shout? I should shout to the housetops. The minute I get my back turned or something... What's this doing here?
Oh, I was trying to tell you, Gramps.
Well, then tell me.
Well, I guess it was my fault the cow wouldn't give milk. I must have frightened her when I was trying to look at her tonsils. But I was just practicing like Doc Weaver told me.
Somebody mention my name?
Doc.
What are you doing here?
Got a call. When I get a call, I come.
I didn't call you.
I did. Oh, well, Porky did, really, after she ate the thermometer.
Ate the what?
A thermometer.
Who ate a thermometer?
The cow.
Whoa, now, hold on a minute. You're going a little fast for me. I had a hard day. You got to spell things out. I suppose you start, Jeff.
Well, like I told Gramps, I must have frightened the cow this afternoon while I was trying to look at her tonsils. But I was just practicing like you told me.
Practicing?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, tonight, me and Porky and I... thought maybe we'd try to unfrighten her.
Yeah, putting ice bags on her head, covering her with blankets, and Lord knows what else.
Let him finish, George. Go on, Jeff.
Well, she felt hot, so we tried to take her temperature, but she ate the thermometer.
Where'd you get the thermometer?
The one hanging next to the kitchen door. So after that, I read in the book that if a cow eats foreign objects, you gotta drench her. So we tried it with the bicycle pump.
You got no more sense than a day-old calf.
No, I wouldn't say that, George. Seems to me like Jeff here followed standard procedure. Except for the thermometer. Let's get a look at her. Oh, my God.
I just tried to do what it said in the book.
Everybody wants to do what it says in the book.
That's the way it is, George. A man learns something doing it, then he puts it in a book so other people can learn about it, too. Been that way long before you were born, be that way long after. Now let's put a bridle on the talk and see what's ailing this animal, if anything. Well, temperature's down to normal.
What's wrong with it?
Ever hear of catabosis?
No.
Didn't think so. It's pretty rare. I should have known it when I looked at it this afternoon. Only one way to treat her. Keep her head cool and her body warm and drench her.
That's what I did.
Yep. Now we'll drench her some more, Jeff. If you'll go out to my car and get me the syringe, you'll find it in the back wrapped in the cloth. That boy will make good bets someday, George.
All I want to know, is she going to give milk?
Well, that's pretty much up to the cow. Well, looks like we pulled that one out of the fire, eh, partner?
What's catabosis, Doc?
Well, now, I was kind of hoping you wouldn't ask that, Jeff. But since you did, I guess I got to tell you. Catabosis is kind of like those pink sugar pills that the doctors give to some of the patients just to make them think they're taking medicine. Now, I didn't tell your grandfather the cow had it. I just asked him if he ever heard of it.
You mean it's nothing?
Well, no, not exactly. It's nothing for the cow, but it's something for your grandfather to hang on to. Well, he'd have been mighty disappointed if I said the cow wasn't ailing. And you might have gotten a good tanning.
Thanks a lot, Doc.
That's all right. But don't you go walking again before you can crawl. It's a good rule to keep in mind. If you don't know what you're doing, don't do it. Good night, now. Good night, Lizzie.
Good night.
Take care of things for me, hmm?
I will.
Well, good morning, dear.
Where's Gramps?
In the barn.
Is the cow okay?
I don't know. Here he comes now.
Morning, son. Doc Weaver was right. You're going to make a good bet someday. The cow gave 8 quarts of milk.